Congress and the White House are struggling to come up with an organizational chart for intelligence that will put the right resources in the right places. People who study complex systems say reshaping any organization is hard. They say it's even harder to change attitudes, but much more important. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
If you're tired of hearing about how government needs to share information to prevent terrorist attacks, it's understandable. This maxim has been repeated a lot since 9/11. In fact, information sharing is just another word for communication. To misquote Vince Lombardi, communication isn't everything, it's the only thing.
If there's good communication, any organizational structure will work. If there's bad communication, no organizational structure can fix it.
Bruce Schneier runs Counterpain Internet Security. He writes and thinks a lot about security. And Schneier says the current focus on the big picture, on organizational charts, may be misguided. It might be better, he says, to get up close and look at how information is flowing.
There's enough investigation and research and intelligence moving through the system every day that you can examine and see if communication has been improved since 9/11.
Since the intelligence failure of 9/11, government has turned to intelligence experts to fix a broken system. But when corporate America suffers catastrophic failure, they often turn to organizational psychologists, a booming academic discipline these days. And some org psych folks say it's much more important to focus on outcomes than on the structure of the organization. Kathleen Sutcliffe of the University of Michigan says the best way to get people to change the way they're working is develop short-term goals.
Having short-term problems that people get organized around and everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing and working on it, I think those kinds of interim milestones are very important in achieving the longer term.
Right now, Congress and the White House appear focused on long-term goals, such as sharing intelligence and preventing terrorism. A recent report by the Government Accountability Office said that the Department of Homeland Security in particular has had a hard time setting short-term goals, and that might make it more difficult for government workers to figure out whether they're doing the right thing. The 9/11 Commission noted that big organizations don't encourage creative thinking, the kind of thinking that would have imagined, say, the use of jetliners as weapons. Students of organizational change say sometimes drawing up elaborate plans for preventing accidents can allow them to happen. Professor Lee Clark of Rutgers University says that's what happened before the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska.
The oil industry claimed it could clean up an 8.5 million gallon oil spill. The Exxon Valdez spill was about 11 million gallons. And that was a terrible plan. It wasn't based on experience. It was just a bunch of hopeful thinking.
Clark has studied such fantasy documents, as he calls them, in his book Mission Improbable. He concludes that efforts to design foolproof systems can lead to complacency, routine, and eventually disaster. Clark points to changes at NASA after the 1986 Challenger explosion. The Columbia accident last year showed that despite the Challenger reforms, NASA had once again become complacent about safety. But Lee Clark says big organizations can be effective.
An alternative example, however, is air traffic control, where, at least in the United States, accidents are so rare it's difficult to do learning. But there's not an atrophy of vigilance.
But Clark says designing an organizational structure against the terror threat will be especially tough for this reason. Terrorist networks, he says, have many advantages over big organizations. They are relatively small and spread out all over the world. And as the 9/11 report made clear, they are very flexible and are able to change plans in midstream. Carlene Roberts of the University of California at Berkeley says fighting that kind of loosely structured foe requires out-of-the-box thinking.
One of the things organizations typically do to do that is they bring in outsiders who really don't know much about them, and they say nose around and come up with some things we should be thinking about.
So members of Congress might want to look outside Washington for a real visionary. They might ask, say, Apple's Steve Jobs to spend some time as National Intelligence Director. He knows something about shaking up an organization and bringing it back from the brink of collapse. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.